message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Thank you, whole Lord. Quickly, what is rekindle? Rekindle is to be revived, to be renewed, to reemerge. That's the meaning of rekindle, to refire, to refuel. Marriage is a life journey, and in every journey that we partake, there is need for us to refuel. If you move from here by foot, or you decide to move from here to Lagos by foot, you decide in yourself to move by foot. No matter how strong or energetic you might be, when you get to Bomosho by foot, or you manage in a day by foot, nobody will tell you that you need to refuel, yes or no. No matter how energetic you might be, even if you use a brand new car that was just released today, and you decide to take a journey from here to Maiduguri, at some point in time you will need to refuel, yes or no? Because every journey you must be refueled. Marriage is a life journey. So the essence of us being rekindled is essential in every home. In every home. Sometimes we are faced with scenarios of life, challenges, and then the fire, the romance, the love, the so much giz that you once saw in him or her is no longer there because of the scenarios, because of the challenges, because of so many things around you that may come and attack. But one thing is sure, at that point in time, you need to refuel. Tell your neighbor, refuel. Refuel is essential. And so quickly, because of my time, I won't take much of your time, so be relaxed. I said factors that must be checked regularly. There are some factors that you need to check in your home, check in your marriage, check in your home regularly. There are some factors you need to check. Number one factor is your love for God. Tell your neighbor your love for God. Your genuine love for God has an effect on your home. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Seek ye first. Your love for God helps you to refuel, helps you to be rekindled. Your love for God, when you seek God, I tell you, when you see a man who genuinely loves God, and you see a woman who genuinely loves God, when the two of them are in the same home, no matter the scenarios of life, they will be rekindled. No matter, because God is the originator of love. God is love himself. Nobody, I tell people, the most romantic man on earth that you might find will be a Christian. Somebody might ask me, is it biblical? Yes. God is love. Out of love comes romance. So who can teach me romance if not the owner or the originator of it by himself? So no carnal man can give love, because God himself is love. So if you are a genuine Christian, you love God genuinely, you and your spouse loves God genuinely, then your home will enjoy rekindling from time to time. Tell your neighbor, rekindle. In Psalm 1, everybody knows the scripture, verse 1 to 3, says, blessed is the man that what? Walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law doth he meditate day and night. Verse 3, he shall be like a tree. That's where I'm going. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. When a tree is planted by the rivers of water, irrespective of the seasons of the year, whether drought, whether anything, if it is planted by the rivers of water, that means permanently, irrespective of the seasons, that tree must enjoy what? Access to life. Continually. But what made that tree to access continual flow is in verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not. So your love for God helps you. Those are factors you must check in our individual homes. You know, it's sometimes many of us, or is it, should I say, consciously or unconsciously? Many of us, many times when we wake up in the morning and we go out, if you, one major thing that we are all going out to get is what? Mommy, Masha, we did this. She didn't talk. Oh. Ego. Another name, Wadada. Another name, Ego, Kudi, Ahe, Pepe, Owo, cow, I mean, what did they, anything, just name it. Many of us, what we go out for early in the morning, or when we set out, is what? We are permanently in pursuit of money. We are permanently in pursuit of what? Material things. We are permanently in pursuit of things that will make us comfortable as human beings. Yes or no? How many of us are not in pursuit of any of these things I just mentioned? Can I see your hands up? It's not carnality. You know, money is good, yes. But the thing is, when we are always in the pursuit of it every day, let us channel that pursuit of that material things to also pursue God as well. When you pursue God on a permanent level, you will definitely enjoy refreshing. Somebody say refreshing. Your home will be refreshed. Your marriage will be refreshed. Why? Because you love God. A man that genuinely loves God, there are some things that I tell people, because if I offend my husband, for example, I want to quickly make amends. Not because of him per se, but because I don't want to have anything to hinder my relationship with God. Why? Because at that time, I will immediately experience a stop or flow of my communication with the Holy Spirit. So most times, if you're a genuine believer, you won't want to hurt your spouse, because what? You need to have constant flow with your maker. And anything that you do that can hinder that will affect your marriage. So in other words, your love for God has a way of affecting your home. And what are the signs that you love God? Number one sign is that you will serve Him. If you are here, married, and you have not joined any department yet, after today's sermon on Sunday, quickly go and join one. Signs that you love God is you will serve Him. But you are in your home, as mothers, you serve your children. As fathers, you serve your children. As husbands, you serve your wives. As wives, you serve. Service is a sign of love. That I'm serving you is a sign that I love you. Exodus 23:25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and He will bless your bread and your waters. And He says, I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. I will take away sickness. I will bless your bread and waters. There is always blessing in the house of the righteous man. There is always blessing in the house of a man that serves God with the whole of. There is a particular story that strikes me in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 5 to 11. And that's the story of a couple called Zechariah and what? Elizabeth. This couple, let's read together. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah. If you read, he said a priest. So he wasn't an unbeliever. He was a priest of the house of Abia. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron. That means she also was a righteous person. And her name was Elizabeth. Quickly, verse 6. And they were both righteous, not before men, but before God. Walking in all, not some. Did your Bible say some? It says in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child. Despite all. Before we move further, please don't take it away. They had no child. You know something? Please don't take it away. God bless you, media. Don't take it away. They had no child. Brethren, I'm going to use this just to encourage us tonight. When we are serving God, there might be scenarios, there might be challenges. But I learned something from this people's story. He says, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. That means they were serving God together till they grew old. Then, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest of office before God in the order of his course, while he executed, that means in the course of his service, in the course of serving God, something happened in the course of serving God. Verse 9, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. The next verse 10, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time. The next verse 11, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord. His visitation came. Praise the Lord. That's where I'm going. They served God until their challenges were visited. Brethren, when you serve God genuinely, no matter the scenarios, no matter the challenges, those challenges will jack out. When you are serving God, both of them served God together. When you serve God together, it helps your home. There is no challenge that can overcome you. There is no challenge that can drown you. irrespective of how long or no matter how scary. Sometimes it could be barrenness, childlessness. But they served God. They didn't say because they were barren. They didn't say because they were this and then they will stop serving God. Some people, it could be job challenges. You're having challenges in your business. Things are not so rosy yet. But still, it shouldn't hold you from serving God. The more reason why you should serve Him better. And the more you serve Him, the more God will show up. Nobody can tame those challenges for you other than the make God Himself. And I pray for every one of us here. If there is any area that you need, that your home needs God's visitation, tonight you will receive such in the name of Jesus. I said tonight you will receive God's visitation in the name of Jesus. And I move quickly. Another sign, number one sign is what? I said service. Number two sign, you will leave, love His house. And that's another sign that you love God. And number three, you will give to God on a persistent or consistent basis. That's under your love for God. And then number two, quickly, under the factors that must be checked regularly. Factors that must be checked regularly. Number two is romance. Romance is not sex. Romance. God is the originator of romance. Romance is a conscious demonstration of love and affection to your spouse. Sending loving messages, gifts, regular dates are signs of romance. Strolling together, bathing together if you desire. Anything you do is just sign of love. Some people will say, my husband is not romantic. Maybe he's not the one that expresses it. But every man has some form of romance. Or anyhow you must. They have. But all you need to do is, some may not be expressive. Some people will tell you, I love you. They can tell you, I love you 10 times. Some can help you. That help in the kitchen, it's also a sign, it's romance, because not all husbands can help. That you are blessed to have your own to help you is a sign of romance. Like he's showing that romance is care, attention, affection given to you. Care, affection, attention given to you. So, but you know something? If you must enjoy that journey in marriage, marriage is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Your enjoying it, you have to make deliberate attempts. If you are to go from here to Ogbomosho by foot, when you will get to a particular place, you have to make a deliberate attempt, yes or no, to refuel, or else your engine will knock, yes or no. Yeah. In your marriage, you have to make the conscious effort to refuel, to rekindle from time to time. Have a retreat. It is essential to keep so that romance helps to keep the fire burning. Hallelujah. Couples must make conscious efforts so that the romance in the home is not destroyed. Let me tell you, temptations will come, but only immature and gullible ones will fall to it. There will always be a lady that looks finer than your wife. There will always be a man that looks more handsome than your husband. But you cannot marry two or three. You can only marry one. And that one that you have married, you have an obligation to love. It's no longer an option. You have to keep loving. And whatever you desire, tell him or her to do it. And then keep loving what he's doing. If there is something that a particular hairdo you don't like in her, tell her, my dear, why don't you do it this way? I'll tie it this way. But say it in a nice manner. Don't say, didn't you see how Mrs. A tied her own gilly? Why can't you do that? It's only round that you'll be tying. Your mate said, say it in a nice way. And then as a man, maybe you, as a lady, you go back, greet. Just the way the drama, had greeting with love. When pastor will always say this every now and then, when your husband comes back, greet with love, run, let him know that somebody is back every day. Don't get tired of it. Make a deliberate, in fact tonight I want to mandate all the ladies, let there be a difference that you have come for this program, whether your husband is here or not, whether he's away or in town. Send a loving message, a loving text message to him. Appreciate him, celebrate him. Let him feel loved. Let him feel, so this is what another person would want to do to your husband or your wife that makes it look as if the wife at home has not been doing anything. They will make him feel so special. And then, it's not as if the wife at home has not been telling him, I love. Maybe because he has not been hearing it well. Maybe you wake up in the morning, you just say, good morning, no, I love you, nothing. And then one lady outside says, Esther, this is your tie. It's so nice. You go back home, you expect your wife to compliment your tie. She doesn't. Second day, she doesn't. Definitely, he will start finding affection in the lady outside. Every time your husband dresses, please, as a lady, compliment. As a woman, compliment. If you don't like it, tell him nicely that, let me change this one small. And for the man too, do the same. Compliment. Be the first person to compliment your spouse. It's also a sign that your romance, look for a way to do a getaway together somehow, if you can. For me, God help us, especially for those of us in ministry. But pastor will always hammer it. Let's do getaway this weekend. Ishe, pastor. Praise the Lord. But honestly, you must make conscious effort to do it. The Lord will help us more. In Jesus' name. The Lord will help us more in Jesus' name. If your romance is on point, no intruder can gain access in your home. I heard a very sad story. I was talking with somebody about 2 days ago about a man of God who had a beautiful home. The man of God came openly to the church. The ministry is so massive. Came openly to the... And when I look at the two of them, the man, handsome, the lady, beautiful, came openly to make a confession that he's sorry he has to divorce his wife in the public. Why? Yes, my wife, your mother in the Lord, did something many years ago, had a child out of wedlock, I collected, no problem. But I also did my own, and she's angry. The question is, praise the Lord. Somebody said something, he said, the devil has one bomb shot inside that home. He should see one bomb shot. And I laughed. But you know, it's a true life story. I won't mention the name, but it's online. It's all viral online. But you know, it's a very sad thing that, no, the wife is pretty. The husband is handsome. I'm sure sin does not jump on you. It takes gradual process. It's gradual. By the time you see that the affection you have, check yourself with your spouse. If the affection you are having is no longer as shocking as it used to be, then you have to, then that's a point you need to rekindle. It must be shocking. In fact, it should be shocking, shaky, shakiest. Because the part of the just is like a shining light that shineth more and more. The part of the what? The married. It should be rekindling, rekindler, rekindlest. You should have the best of your romance in marriage. Yes. I tell you, gather books. Look for ways to deliberately. Somehow, a whole lot of things can choke or might want to choke. There will always be opportunities like that. But you have to make deliberate attempts to enjoy. This is one marriage. The Bible has made us understand there won't be marriage in heaven. So let me enjoy it while on earth. And I pray for every one of us here, we will enjoy our homes in the name of Jesus. Any intruder in any of our homes shall be put to shame tonight in the name of Jesus. And number three, number one was the one, number one that I said earlier, your love for God. Number two, romance. And number three is commitment. I have just a few minutes. Commitment. Commitment is a state of being willing to invest a lot into your home. Commitment. Your time, your energy, your resources. Commitment is the backbone of a glorious family. Wife must be committed, husband must be committed. And commitment, physical commitment is there, that is giving your attention, giving your spouse your time, you are not married to a log of wood. You must deliberately create time for your spouse. So that's a physical aspect, commitment. Create time, and then there's another aspect, financial aspect. Give. Men, masculinity is responsibility. Men must give in marriages. Let me sound a very good warning. In marriages, it is good for both parties to be open. Let your wife know your salary. Let your husband know your salary. If you don't have a salary, if you have a business as a woman, let your husband know. Your income, what is coming in? Did you make profit last month? Did you do this? Be open to each other. Men, if you have 10,000 naira, let's assume, as a salary, every month there must be a certain portion you put aside for the upkeep of that home. Whatever money you can call it. You can set another aside for your wife into that 10,000 naira. Knowing fully well that if you earn 10,000 naira and you are able to faithfully commit some into her hands for the upkeep of the home, and God sees your heart, but he will bless. Do you know something? Let's open our Bible to 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. That Bible, that very scripture is very, 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 very powerful. Can we all read together? 1 Peter 3 verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Giving honor, that means what? When you honor, when we say, well, I'm giving honorarium, what do you do? Let's talk, it's hitting us. Giving honor, giving regard, honorarium, honor, regard, respect to our wives, as unto the weaker vessels, and as being heirs, that means what? We are co-partners, together of the grace of life. Together of the grace accorded to that marriage, that your prayers, that's for the men, that your prayers be not hindered. Brethren, I have learned something in my little life. If a man earns 10,000 and is faithful to his wife, in physical aspect is committed, if it is 1,000 you can give, let her know. And then all she needs to do, as a good woman, a good manager, Proverbs 14, a wife is a what? A wise woman built her house. That means she must be able to manage that 1,000 naira well. If you are able to do that, God will. When God sees the harmony in that place and you pray together according to that scripture, it says what? Your prayers will not be hindered. It will not be hindered because what? You are together. And when God sees such, he that is faithful in little, then he is able to commit more resources into that man's hands. When you are faithful to your wife in the little salary you have, when you earn 20,000, then it means you'll be more faithful. When you earn 30, then God will be set to release you, because he knows that when he releases more to you, that woman will not suffer. Please, men, give. Women, give. Women too, your own is to submit, utmost submission, irrespective, Ephesians 5 verse 25, irrespective of who you are, no matter your height, your certificate, I'm a PhD holder, you are OND, you are BSc, MSc, irrespective of who you are, submission. If you have a problem submitting to your wife, you are not there yet. Then it means you can't enjoy the best of your home. Brethren, if a man can love and give in that aspect, and a woman can submit, that home will be made. I pray your home will be made in the name of Jesus. And then number three, spiritual. Number four, commitment is what? Physical commitment, financial commitment, and spiritual commitment. Learn to pray for your spouse every day. A man you pray for every day, no evil will befall him. You can't pray for a man every day of your life and then curse him again. Is it possible? You can't be praying for a man every day. When you wake up, you pray for your husband. In the afternoon, you pray for your husband. In the evening, you pray for your husband. And then, because he offends you, you now say, it will not be kinikon with you. It will not be this one. You can't do that. The same mouth you are using to bless him. Bless him spiritually. Let him, and let your prayers, what? Your submission to him helps your prayers to be answered. You know, I'm sure my husband may not have heard this before from me. A long time ago, I had an issue, like a health challenge. So I wrote it. We went for a retreat together, and then I wrote it in my prayer card that I wanted God to. I've been praying, fasting, praying, and then doing. But the Holy Spirit told me something immediately. I woke up one night, and then the Holy Spirit ministered to me. He said, the only prayer that I will answer through for this challenge to be over is your husband. And I said, initially I thought maybe I didn't hear well. I went back, I prayed, I did marathon fasting myself, Jagala, night of praying, Lord, attend to this issue, blah, blah, blah. And then the thing wasn't, and then the Holy Spirit reminded me again on another night. I didn't tell him. I just woke up and I told him, I said, look, sir, I need you to pray for me on this. He smiled and said, I just told him I need you to pray for me. And before God and man, that was the end of that challenge health-wise over my life. This is the first time he's hearing me share that testimony. That will tell you that a wife that truly submits enjoys bliss in her home. When you are submissive in your home, when you submit in every area, I'm sure God could have answered my prayer if I prayed. He could. He could have answered my prayer via the retreat I went. But he just chose to answer me through him. Brethren, your first pastor as a woman is your husband. So you must look, this people, that there was a leper, there was a man at the beautiful gate that this man said, silver and gold have I not, but what I have I give unto you. That beautiful gate, Jesus had been passing that beautiful gate when he was around. He never healed him. He never healed him. But his own miracle was in the hands of Paul and your first assignment is in your home. Any Christianity you cannot transport from your home, don't export it. Your first assignment as a woman is your home. If your Christianity cannot be ascertained in your home, there's no point exporting it. Your children can't pray to be a mother like you. Your husband can't pray for your children to have a wife like you. Then you need to check yourself. As a man, you know in your heart what you are doing, that your children cannot pray to have a husband for their own children like theirs. Then you have your Christianity in your home must be what? Exportable. Then if you can submit to that level, you will enjoy the best of God in your home. I pray in the name of Jesus that this season, this weekend will be a turnaround for every one of us in the name of Jesus. The Lord will visit your home afresh. The Lord will give you new wine, new love, fresh fire in the name of Jesus. Any area, any challenge your home is facing, Jehovah will visit your home tonight in the name of Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.